marks the first page, and read once upon an age in a far, far land lived three farmers, Tom, Sam, and Bo, of course. From behind Tom's black fence, Tom peeks across, just to witness Sam's crop business booming like the big guys. But get this, Sam sold to uncles and cousins, poor Tom crammed, he sold his to get a fence like Sam. Page two, Sam views the sight, what goes at Bo's over his picket right. Slowly he peeks only to see Bo planting sweet potatoes with his brand new hoe. Bo sees Sam, but's not fretting, more sweating, thinking about stepping to the crib, forgetting about his brand new hoe. Old Mickey D would say Sam's tricky, the plot thickens on to page three. Top of the morning, sun's up, sky's blue, what's more fitting than cock-a-doodle-doo? All three knew this too more than well, sure beats alarm bells, they induce hen swells. Well, clock says Sam's off the tent to his crop, time says farmer, time's off the mop. Bows up and at him, then twitches one eye for something here is not quite cipher. E-I-E-I-O, screamed Bo. Left on my lawn, now's gone was my hoe. Oh, woe is me, how will I ever plant seeds? Lay the fertilizer, dig up the weeds, plus make true my foremost desire to get a picket fence and trash the chicken wire. By 100% life gets hard when one hoe goes from one's garden.
I can't find my... I can't find my...
Page four, little Bo weep, clear tears from eyes, then little Bo peeked through a hole in Sam's 6-foot fence, where Sam was seen planting tall and short pea plants. Hence the moral of the fable, always keep a boring book on your night table. A time is not able, but when you grow up to be a farmer, keep an eye on your yard, 'cause with no hoe it's hard.